I had said last time that Vedic rishis had made 5 main discoveries. So we shall go straight on this subject now and then compare each discovery of the Vedic rishis with what Sri Aurobindo has said about these discoveries and what is something new in Sri Aurobindo in regard to these very 5 discoveries. So we shall have a comparative view of the old knowledge and the new knowledge. The main subject of the discovery pertains to the question, what is life and what is the aim of life? This, you might say, is the basic question in regard to which all the discoveries of the Vedic rishis refers to. And simple answer to this question is, for the sake of brevity and clarity, I shall tell you in a few words. What is life? The answer of the Vedic rishis was that human life is a battle. This is their discovery. You might say not a very big discovery, but it's a big discovery when you ask the question, the entirety of life, not portions of life. You should be able to answer the question which pertains to the entirety of life. Just as Darwin said that human life, all evolution is evolution through the process of struggle for existence. You might say it's not a very big discovery, but it is a very big discovery. At least all the scientists agree that to say that the world is an evolution which is taking place through a process of struggle for existence is a big discovery. Now, Vedic rishis declared that the human life, all life on the earth, is a battle. And the aim of human life, they put down in a few words towards the end of Rig Veda. They are very important words, so I shall repeat those words first in Sanskrit and then in English. The aim of human life is Manur Bhava Janaya Devyam Janam. First be mental being. Manur Bhava. Manu, manas is the mind. Manu is the possessor of the mind. So first be the mental being. That's the first step, but not the last step. The aim of human life is first to be a mental being. And then you go forward. Janaya Devyam Janam. Generate, produce, create. Devyam Janam, the divine being. First be the human being, mental being, and then you become the divine being. This is the answer of the Vedic rishis. Towards the end of Rig Veda, you get this answer. It's a very significant discovery. This is as far as the individual is concerned. Then it says about the collectivity. The collectivity of people, what should they aim at? Sam gacchadvam, sam vadadvam. Walk together . Speak together. It's a long sentence. I'm not going to say the whole sentence. But the main point is, you arrive at a harmony, collective harmony, so that you can all walk together, move together, sharing with each other, carrying the same conviction, the same urge for realization. This is the goal. So I told you in the very beginning, this is the basic answer of the Veda. First be the human being with mind properly trained, and then move forward to become the divine being. And collectively walk together, move together, think together, have the same aspiration, and realize together. This is the answer. But to arrive at this answer, there are many details of the discoveries. And these are the five discoveries. The first discovery was that the battle of human life is not an isolated battle taking place among human beings or among the creatures of the earth. It's a very important statement. In Darwin's theory, all struggle is a struggle of the creatures and the environment of the earth, of the physical world. But in the Vedic view, this is their discovery. It's not a view, means it's not a speculation. This is the body of knowledge. The battle which is going on in human life is a larger field of battle in which there are invisible forces. There are visible forces of the physical world which are easy to detect. But there are invisible forces which are not physically perceptible. These invisible forces are basically of two kinds. There are benign forces on one side, and then on the other side there are malevolent forces, evil forces, adverse forces, hostile forces. This was a great discovery, which they called the discovery of the gods on the one hand, and the discovery of a number of adverse forces, which again they made distinctions among them. It was such a detailed analysis. There is a force of Vritra, that is one adverse force, who obstructs, whose fundamental function is obstruction. Vritra, this is a Sanskrit word, and I don't know to translate into English because there is no easy translation of this word. So there is first Vritra, who obstructs. Anytime you want to make progress in this world, one of the forces which is Vritra, which will come to obstruct, it simply wants to obstruct you. That is one of the forces of the battle. You want to move forward, there is an obstruction. Then there are forces which are called panis. they want to negotiate with you, they don't merely obstruct. They are like merchants. They want to negotiate. You give us this, then we shall allow you this. And they will give you great rewards if you decide not to progress. Great rewards, because they are in possession of so much of riches. If you tell them we don't want to make a progress, then they will give you great rewards. They are panis. They want to attract you. Tempt you to remain in the lower world so that you don't make a progress. These are panis. Then there are asuras. There are forces of the mind which can calculate very easily and very powerfully and give you lots of reasons why you should not progress. They are very powerful. They want you to keep down, and they are capable of giving you lots of reasonings why you should not. They are mental forces. They are capable of thinking. Then there are rakshasas. They are different from asuras. Rakshasas are those who are very powerful and they simply want to destroy you or enjoy you. Whatever you are, they simply want to enjoy you as you are. They have large ambitions. They want to engulf the whole world if it is possible, engulf the whole humanity, push them down. Not only obstruct, ready to destroy you. They want to eat you, enjoy you, and become bigger and bigger by your consumption. These are rakshasas. And then there are pishachas. They are a different kind. Pishachas don't have great ambitions. They have small desires, but plenty of desires. Small plenty of desires. Small aims. Little gains, but plenty of them. So you are innumerable. You just go into that world and you'll find small gains to be obtained. And they can keep you for ages and ages in their field because of the smallness and innumerable number of them. So they are pishachas. And then there are purely dark forces, forces of inconscience, resistance, not only obstruction, resistance, lethargy, wants to keep you down absolutely to the sleep, pulls you down to sleep so that you can make no progress, not even proposal of progress. Forces of inconscience. Now this classification which the rishis made and with definiteness requires a tremendous amount of knowledge and experience of life. It's not easy to make so many distinctions among the hostile forces, the adverse forces. Vedic rishis knew which adverse force is at work. Is it Rakshasa? Is it Asura? Is it Pishacha? Is it inconscience? Is it Vritra? Is it Panis? And you have remedies of dealing with them. And these rishis found out the remedies as to how to deal with them. That is a great discovery. How to deal with Ritra? Supposing Ritra obstructs you, what is the remedy? And they came to the conclusion that mere human power is not enough against any one of them. If you just want to conquer them by your human powers, forget about it. This was the conclusion of these great rishis. Merely by human force, you cannot control them. So if any human being says, with my own powers, I'll be able to conquer the adverse forces, Vedic rishis told you, after a lot of research, that merely by human forces, it is not possible. How will you then conquer these forces? How will you make progress? If you want to be a true human being, a true mental being, and then if you want to generate the divine being, if this is your goal, if you want to work together, move together, think together, harmonize together, these forces are bound to come in your battle.